Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. A really good quote from Dr. Seuss. And today's episode, we're going to talk about staying motivated and how to get motivated and stay motivated through this whole artistic journey that we're on. So, motivation. How do you guys stay motivated, or how do you even get motivated some days? Or is it different?
Before we get to that, I kind of want to preface this because I think...
Go back.
Yeah. Julie, what are you working on right now?
Oh, yeah. We haven't done that.
So I'm working on my advent calendar for December.
And their motivation.
Yes. And I've seen some of the stuff she's working on, and her lettering is gorgeous for the holidays. Yeah. And if you don't know, on Julie's website, juliumstudios.com, she has an advent calendar that you can go to every day in December.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice little holiday motivation.
Aww. Yeah. So bring that back. We did not intend to do that when we first picked this topic.
No, but she's staying motivated, and it every day when you open up the little box on your computer, it's like, oh, how cute. It's like helps just a little sunshine in your day. Stay motivated.
Well, this year I'm giving it as part of it, you'll get the quote for the day, but then the download will be a coloring sheet.
Oh, I like that.
And nice. So
I like
that. There'll be two options. They can either do it in your style Instagram challenge thing, or just download the coloring sheet and just color it and share it. So
That's so nice. I love I like that.
And then
print some out and put them in your studio too for kids to, or parents or adults or whatever to come in and color.
That's they a like good that. Idea.
Oh, they really do.
And then next year I'll have a coloring book without the numbers on the pages to
for the holidays.
Because I've painted them all without the numbers.
Oh my God, this is so good.
I mean, is her lettering not perfect? That's all hand done.
Holy crap, that's amazing.
We're looking at something that says "Have a holly jolly Christmas," and it's all hand lettering.
That is
and a
gorgeous.
Merry Christmas.
So I've got to finish them in Photoshop. But
wow,
yeah, but that doesn't, girl. That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So That's what you've been doing. You've been working on your advent calendar. What have you been working on, Stephanie?
Maintaining sanity. No.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm maintaining it. Actually, you know.
You're sitting here with paint all over your hands, by the way.
Yeah, I know. As I said, I take on too much. So what am I working on? I got two paintings in the works. Both of them are for fun. And then I'm gearing up for this exhibition. And then I randomly decided, hey, let's paint the kids' what did I paint? Their bathroom cabinets. So I'm on the first layer of kills. And
the cabinets?
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh, that's like, way too much work.
Nah. Well, you just let's put on a podcast and go at it. I really do.
Well, I am working on a small painting of books and like coffee that I'm going to make into an ornament for my book club.
Oh, that's cute.
It really is. I love the croissant and coffee that you did last week.
It's just like, it's cute. It's got like a little tea, like a little tea in it. And the string has a heart on it. It's really cute.
Aw.
Be good for Valentine book club.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could do it. I'll do something. Maybe I'll do something. No, they get something once a year. That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay, staying motivated. I got to tell you, there are some days where no motivation. And the only thing that, okay, I take that back. Sometimes, like coming to art class on Saturday, Stephanie, is my motivation for the week. Oh, like, wow. Like I come in and I'm painting and I have such a good time. And I'm like, okay, I can do this at home. Because sometimes it can be lonely in your home studio, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And you do feel like, what am I doing? You know, like, am I wasting time? I'm enjoying this, but I should be doing this or I should be doing that. And laundry, clean the kitchen, working, whatever. And you're reading a book. I don't know. And so sometimes my motivation is actually getting out and doing it. Like I have a prescribed, not prescribed, but I have a time to go and set aside. And that's me time.
Yeah.
And then that helps me kind of stay motivated through the whole week.
Well, that's neat. So you've got your schedule. Well, go back to the, what is it, artist way? That's your artist date.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a shortcut for the artist way. You don't have to do two, what is it, a 2-month study? Yeah, deep dive? Yeah. That's way too much for me. I can't even do a spreadsheet. I'm not going to do that. No.
Do what now?
I said, I don't even like doing a spreadsheet or sitting down. It's something that takes more than 20 minutes. I'm not going to be doing the artist way, you know.
This is our book lady right here. She's like,
that's totally different.
Like a 2-month study. It's like,
yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
No, I love reading, but I want to do it for fun. I don't want to have to do it and like deep dive into my soul. Ugh. And then Stephanie's pulling it off herself right now.
Yeah, I know. I have mine. I'm loaning it to somebody. But I guess I didn't look at it as a 2-month study. I just took each one as like a habit to and start doing it. And then once it's a habit, then read the next chapter to start that habit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's like a 12-week thing.
Yeah, it's a 3-month.
So the shortcut is to take classes or schedule or put a time that is just your paint time.
Yeah.
That helps you stay motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I'm kind of flipping through the book. I like the paper copy of this, The Artist Way.
Yeah.
I made notes and stuff, and then I'm like flipping through it going, yeah, okay. Still resonates. Anyway.
So maybe that'll help you like, you know, perk up. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I say that, but then, you know, 6 months from now, maybe going, all right, let's do the artist way again.
Well, so with the,
I think the key with the artist way is just doing one, focusing on one item at a time in there. Don't look at it as a 3-month study.
Right.
What is it? We've talked about this, the Green Bay coach. And he's like,
baby steps, Vince Lombardi.
Baby step. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing at a time. It's like, you know, I keep telling JP, our son, that you can't take on all these things at once, because he texted me yesterday that he wants to make sure he reads every day and exercises every day and meditates every day. And I was like, just add one thing a week until it's a habit, and then add one more thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, those are all good things to do every day, though.
They are, but if you try to go do the 5 things that he texted me all in one day that take an hour worth of time, you're not going to end up doing it.
Yeah, Franklin did the, I think he would work on one thing for a whole year and then the next year add another thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just mastering that one thing takes 10,000 hours.
Right.
So to speak. So if you focus on one thing, that's my problem. Is the motivation to stick to one thing.
Yeah, mine too.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And I just think about that one, the soccer analogy, it's easier to kick one ball into the goal than to juggle 6 balls to try and get them all into the goal.
Right.
But it's just, I have so many squirrel moments. And
well, and if you want it to be a habit too, it takes 45 days to make something a habit.
Yep.
So
yeah, that's 21
45 days. So like a month and a half, huh?
Yes. 21 days is just the, I don't know where that came from, but it's actually 45 days to become a habit.
Yeah. The 21 days came from, it was a study like in the 70s about a post-op surgery, if I remember right. And okay. So it didn't even have to do anything with a habit. It got morphed into that. Same with the 10,000 steps. It's not really true. That was a marketing thing from a pedometer.
Yep. I remember that story too.
Yeah.
So schedule 2 months of paint time or drawing time.
Like if you want to make a habit of sketching every day, just to sketch, just to increase your art ability, 15 minutes, then that's what you pick to work on. Don't add in yoga and meditation and reading 20 minutes and all these other things. Just pick that one thing and master it. Like Stephanie said, the 10,000 hours, make it a habit, and then you'll end up missing it if you forget to do it. Then add something else, you know?
Right. Make sure you have that one thing done. I have been watching, of course, on TikTok, but and learning some things about setting timers on your phone to help you keep your reminders or whatever you want to say, you know. So I may have it in my calendar, but if you don't look at your calendar, that's not going to help you, right?
But don't you get reminders on your phone for your calendar?
Sometimes, but like 30 minutes ahead, like if I have like a doctor appointment, But if I guess that would be a notification, but this person says she actually uses her clock and sets like an alarm and like, okay, now I'm going to go do this, you know, at 10:30, like sets like 30 minute alarms during her day just to help her break up. Or if she knows I got to work from like 9 to 11 on this, and then she'll set a timer for 11 just as an audible, not just a ding, but something where she has to go and turn it off and go, okay, next thing.
Right.
Yeah, and she says it really does help her. And I don't know how, I haven't tried it yet, but if anyone out there does do this trick, let me know how it works.
Yeah, I do that. The Pomodoro, I think, does the pronunciation technique. And so I'll actually turn on, and it's usually about 20 minutes. And then you focus on a single activity for 20 minutes. And then when the buzzer goes off, you take a 5 minute break and then get back into it. And that way you're just hyper-focused for that short period of time, and knowing that you have to hyper-focus for that short period of time allows you to really get into it. And you'll find that you actually don't want to take your 5 minute break. And you'll keep going. And I do that whenever I'm not particularly motivated to do a particular task, because there's some days where I just don't want to do what I need to do. And so that's what I do. And I use Insight Timer, and I'll use they've got this, an Insight Timer. They've got this thing called, when you go in there, you click on Workspace, and then in Workplace, and then the one that says Get Into Focus. And then I'll pick a link of 30 minutes plus, because I actually go 60 minutes.
Go over that one more time, because I'm going to go over it with you. So I have the Insight Timer. Cool. So it's the Insight Timer app, and you just download it, and it's available for iPhones, iPads, Google, whatever.
It's on Android too. And so get in, and you're going to the home screen. You should see like six blocks up above, and one of them says Workplace. If you don't see that, click a little more. Okay. Click on Workplace.
Yeah.
And then it's got these little options. If you click Get Into Focus. And then up top, it's got Sort, Length, and Filters. I usually click on Length. And then I'll pick 30 minutes plus. And the one that I like is the one that says Focus Music - Increase Brain Focus. And it's not necessarily droning music, But it's that one, the music doesn't really bother me.
Okay, so you guys are totally going to laugh, but I was trying to get into my insight timer. Mm-hmm. And so I missed the whole beginning of how you got to where you're going because I wasn't focusing.
Oh my gosh, you need it.
All right, uno más tiempo. Okay, one more time.
Okay. Third time's a charm.
All right,
so that's hilarious.
And you got the home screen.
Yep.
Click on workplace.
Yeah, that's what I don't see.
Okay, what do you see?
I see for your mood, for your work, made for you.
Click on the for your work.
Yeah, mine's just showing me that.
Mm. Let's see. Let me make you, and Rachel.
Is that your home screen?
Yeah.
I followed you, Stephanie. I had the same thing.
All right. Show me your screen again, Julie. Okay. Scroll down, I think, because I remember that screen. You might need an update or something.
Yeah, you need an update. Oh, it says get started. You have to get started. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home screen.
Your home screen should look like that. And see the 16, the workplace is on the bottom in the middle.
Wow. Yes.
All right, let's see.
Click home down here.
That's what I did. That's my home screen when I click home.
So all the listeners okay. out there.
All right, like, well, we'll take screen. This offline. Anyway, insight timer. This is going to be good.
Okay, Pomodoro. Yeah, so I click the workplace. I don't know what to tell you, Julie. I bet I can share it with you. Let me do that. And that way, maybe you'll get it.
Do you have the Premiere? Or the plus version?
I do on my Android, but not on the iPhone. For some reason, I can't get it to transfer over, which is just fun. Here, I'm going to send you this. Message it to you. Huh, love that. Okay, Julie. Here you go. All right, both of you guys are going to get it right now. There you go. So that's what I listen to, like when I'm at work and I'm building spreadsheets and project plans. And
do you like the white or gray noise, or someone's going to comment. I know I already see it. It's like, just put that gray noise, white noise, pink yeah. noise, and it helps you focus. Do you guys do that? Or do you like to listen to music?
Well, that's what I like about that particular one I sent you guys. It's not white noise or pink noise. It's more music and got some Hertz things in there. I think the white noise, like if I'm listening to a fan, that's what I listen to sleep to. And mm-hmm. it'll put me to sleep. And same yeah. with rain. And if I'm painting and stuff, I've got to have... I like peppy music to paint with.
I was going to say, a lot of people, I think, stay motivated with music.
Yeah.
When they're painting or sculpturing and making pottery. I mean, we have a lot of different types of artists out there. And I know a lot of them just like crank it up.
Right.
Go, yeah.
I think there's at Low Mill, you'll find all different flavors of music wandering around.
yeah. And you want to tell them there's a thing called earbuds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one that I know drove Julie up the wall, but that music is just droned
she
on.
She still uses it, by the way. Anyway.
Yeah, since awful. I haven't been there. Yeah.
It's been awful.
it's pretty bad.
Julie would fuss at them. I loved it.
I'm like, did you read your lease?
Or.
Yeah, it's sometimes if I'm having to concentrate, though, if I'm doing like work or like emails, or I'm having to like formulate thoughts, I cannot. Mm-mm. I have to listen to like classical or something that doesn't like I can't listen to a podcast or some, you know, where people are talking or singing.
I right.
Because I will start singing and my mind goes off and.
Yeah, no, if I'm really having a
concert, I have to be quiet.
It's funny. It's like, you know how you drive down the street and then you don't know where you're going and suddenly you have to turn off the music? Because,
yeah.
You know, or you can't
That's
dive.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, painting here at the house, painting home at home, I do like to listen to a little some music in the background. Sometimes I don't. Yeah. I don't mind it being quiet.
Yeah, know? Sometimes it's nice just being able to hear your brushstroke, but yeah. not all the time.
Especially if it's a big piece, kind of nice.
Yeah.
So we've kind of went all over with staying motivated, and apparently we're not very good at it.
That's so funny.
I think it's funny. I watched this show on Netflix called Ballers. It's got The Rock in it. Anything with The Rock in it is going to be awesome. But it's not family friendly, FYI. Kind of, there you go. Anyway, it's about football. And what I really, and I'm not into football, but got The Rock. So anyway, one of the things that he kind of interests me in this whole thing that he plays and portrays is how he just never gives up. He never takes no for an answer. And that's what sets apart the people who succeed. And
yeah,
I find it fascinating to watch. And he was that way in real life too.
Oh, he is. And in fact, one of the quotes, which we like to look up quotes. One of them was, you know, you can't beat someone who won't give up.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something that as artists or whatever, we need to have that self-confidence in us.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got one life. You want it, go after it, you know?
Huh?
I think you've got one life. You want it, go after it. Somebody tells right. you no, just prove them wrong.
Was it Abraham Lincoln was told no, like... Or he ran for office like, what, 16 times or something crazy? 9 times? I don't know.
I don't know.
And he just kept running.
I think that's persistence. I always wonder, too, is there some sort of level of not only persistence, but like some sort of if it was a psychiatrist or a psychologist, they'd probably label it like an ego defect.
Well, it's gumption. You gotta, you know, it's gumption. You gotta like know what I'm doing matters.
Yeah.
In some way, somehow.
So I just have to say I logged out and logged back in and now it shows up.
She's got it.
And that's why she's been quiet for 5 minutes.
Yes. It drives me nuts when something doesn't work right. Sorry.
That's okay.
It gets me motivated.
You do. Okay, Julie, that's one of your motivations is you love to prove people wrong, by the way.
Who doesn't?
I never thought about that.
That's one thing I love.
I guess you're kind of right. I never really thought about it that way, but don't tell me I can't do something.
I mean, you like the truth and you're mm-hmm. like, no, if someone is wrong, you do it in a nice way. But you like
I do or I need to.
I mean, you have a point where you're like, no, no, you know.
Yeah.
I love that about you because you know that there's a line that you don't accept. And maybe mm-hmm. we should do that. Maybe we should not accept failure as artists.
Failure is not an option. There you go.
Yeah. It's not an option.
It's well, not. That- Good. It's not an option. You can change your path and your goals as many times as you want, but just don't fail.
Just keep trying. Why stop? You've gotten this far.
Right. Exactly.
You can get farther.
It's a learning pivot.
Yeah, exactly. That's absolutely what it is. It's like, oh, well, I learned I want more this direction than that direction. And yeah.
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 But don't tell me I can't do something. You're absolutely right, Rachel.
Yeah,
I never really thought about that, but yeah, somebody tells me I can't do something, I'll prove them wrong.
Yeah. But whenever the first time I was told I couldn't do something, like I wanted to be at, it was one of those performance reviews, self-evaluation type thing. And my manager at the time, he asked me what I wanted to be. And this was at UPS. And I was like, I want to be a project manager. And he laughed at me and said,
oh, my God.
No.
And said, that will never happen.
And now you are at a huge company. So.
Well, that's the funny thing is like at the moment he said that, I was like, you watch me. But yeah. He was right. I would never be a project manager there.
Yeah, because he was there.
Right. Well, that, yeah, and it was, it's just the way that company is or was. I'm not sure if they are anymore.
And that's,
it was very much male dominated. And
but I agree. It's like, sometimes it's not you, it is them.
Yeah, yeah. So find a better
and put yourself in a different position or another environment.
Right.
You can thrive.
I so it. Watch me.
All right. Well, if anyone if anybody has any other motivational techniques that we haven't thought about, because we haven't thought about that many, by the way. Let us know how you guys stay motivated. As you can tell, we keep each other motivated.
We do.
So sometimes you just have to surround yourself with good people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.